Have your Bible, look at the 27th chapter of the book of Proverbs. Be preached on, boast not thyself of tomorrow. But in verse 8, great portion of Scripture, it's a strange thing. The book of Proverbs is such a tremendous blessing to a child of God to keep him right with his fellow man. That's what it was written for. You know, a lot of time we study the Psalms, try to stay right with God. Sometimes we get to reading in the church letters, stay right with the church. But here, in the book of Proverbs, it tells you how to stay right with your fellow man. And a lot of people stay right with God, believe anything you want to, but I saw people really try to follow God and just about halfway despise their fellow man. Amen? I will say amen. And you say, I can't believe that. You do it yourself. I'm talking about me and you. I'm not talking about somebody down the street. Amen? But he said, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. You know, the Bible teaches us that man has a place, and God puts him in that place. When God puts him in that place and he leaves that place, then that man begins to wander, and he can wander off. And I know many times that God, man's not really wanting God to take us down a highway, a detour somewhere. God's taking us to a place in our life, and God detours to get us where he wants us at. I know all that, but I'm talking about a man purposing in his heart to wander from God. The Bible said, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. And I got to thinking about so much in the Bible, about 25 times it mentions a bird. I never knew that. You know, you hear people say, well, a little bird told me. Well, that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Now, that's not the... Now, every tub should sit on its own bottom is not in the Bible. I heard a lady quote that one time down in Baytown. Thought that was in the Bible, but it's not in the Bible. But as a bird wandered from her nest, and you see, a bird can't defend himself. Well, he's just a bird. The only thing he's got is two wings, and he wouldn't hurt anybody, but it can get him away from being hurt. Amen. I've shot at them with a BB gun, and they'll get away quick. Amen. A bird can't defend himself, and a bird can't guard his nest. But a bird can fly high, and he can go where he wants to get away from his trouble. But the Bible says this here, says, as a bird wanders from her nest, and this is talking about the mother bird, it said, so is a man that wanders from his place. You know, a bird has no place to live but a nest. And if he lives anywhere else, he's going to be destroyed. I mean, God fixed the place. Did you ever notice that every bird builds his nest different? I mean, you know, the way a sparrow builds his nest is not the way an eagle builds his. Amen? I mean, an eagle will go over there and kill a badger. I mean, he'll kill a big animal. And he'll take that bird and put it in his nest and make a big nest and put all these young in there. But see, that bird is smarter than you are. When them kids won't leave home, he pulls all them hides out. And then end up with them sticks sticking up. And that little eagle says, time to leave. Amen? Yeah. See, that eagle's smarter than you and I are. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. I let him fly. And nobody can stop a bird from going where he wants to go. He's a free bird. That's wonderful. I notice every now and then, you know, in the spring of the year, here comes a robin. Where'd it come from? I don't know. If I work cold, and he got to say something, get out of there, you know. Amen. I notice every now and then you're here in the middle of the night, and I honk, honk. You know what it is? That big old goose, he's flying, big old bird. He's flying south. He knows he ain't got no business in the north. Amen. He done wandered off. Amen. Amen. All right. Nobody can stop him. The Bible said here again, let me read again. As a bird that wandered from her nest, so is a man that wandered from his place. If God gives you a place. A man said to me a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, God put me at St. Acre Baptist Church. He said, 16 or 17, 18 years ago. He said, God put me right here. He said, I wandered from my place. And as I read this, I thought about that dear man, as of what things that happened to his life. But as a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. God gives you and I a place. And you know what we say? We say, man, I can live any place I want to. No, it says here that so is a man that wanders from his place. In other words, he's got a place where God put him. And God's purpose for him to serve God. Right there. And you'll serve God where God says, or you won't serve God. You say, well, I'm in the permissive will of God. You're either in God's will or you're out. There ain't no such baloney as it being as well God permits. God don't permit nobody not to do his will. Amen. You say, well, he's blessed me. He blessed you when you was in his will. Amen. He blessed you when you was lost. Ain't got nothing to do with it. But a bird has no place to live. He wanders. He makes those a wonder. You ever notice anybody that's just a wonder? He makes few lasting friends. You know, I've got friends that here in this city that I've known 50 years, 60 years, you know. Know them all my life. Went to a funeral the other day, and there was a man, and he said, man, how long have you and I knew each other? I said, I don't know. I don't never remember not knowing you. I can't remember. When we were little bitty boys, Mama used to dress us both just alike. And if people said, y'all twins, I said, man, I ain't as ugly as he is. No, I'm not his twin. I'm about to be his twin, amen. But people used to ask us that. What do you say? I just said that a wandering person never makes many lasting friends. A man called me today and he said, I've been in this church and that church. He's going to all these churches. He said, none of them. Hey, God didn't tell that preacher to help you. He told you to get in your place. He didn't help you. Amen? Come on now. Come on now. A wandering, it said, so is a man that wanders from his place. And a bird that wanders from his nest, he don't have a place to live. So he lives up in a tree, down on the ground, and boy, you know the coon come by and eats. Amen? Man, he got a lot of enemies. Ain't nobody got as many enemies as a man's his enemy. He's a bird's enemy. Amen? A cat is his enemy. Well, how long since you saw a 70, 80 pound cat? John Fitzgerald said last night, man, how would you like to get out there and talk to him? Huh? Man. Yeah. Big old panther. It's come up out of one of them river bottoms and years and years. Man don't even know he lives there. You know why? He got him a dwelling place back there. He don't just wander around. He got him a place. And he has survived in this society. He's not glad. Baby calves. I used to catch me a little young pony out here. Make supper just now. Wandering place has no lasting friends. A wonder usually loses his man. A man said to me the other day, he said, just what good has the Shady Acres Baptist Church been to you? I said, well, I've just watched God salvage some of my children. I've just watched God. Not all of them, but I watched God salvage him too. And I mean, I just stayed here long enough and they've got confidence in this church and the men of this church and the women of this church. I watched God. But a wandering person, you know, I remember coming down the highway one time, I just see about this big, and it said, Weatherford, Texas, out there. And just as we come through Weatherford, Daddy said, that's the gate there. And I said, yeah, I believe it is, Papa. And we pulled off it. So that boy lived with us. Miss Gates' boy lived with us. And she said, yeah, that's Mama. That's Mama and my stepdaddy. We pulled over. And now the girls were out there fixing the flat. That old man, he's laying underneath that tree. He's cool, you know. And he had him some water. He's drinking. And them girls fixing this flat. Had some of that old patching back in those days. Man, and they was fixing this flat. And I never will forget Norma and Maggie. I knew every one of them girls. Old man. I knew all those girls. And they said, fixing that flat. They've been picking cotton all summer. You know what them people were? They were wonders. Oh, man, every time you saw him, he's fixing to get rich. And the last time I saw him, he's fixing to flatten.
Pretty cold, Pastor.
You say nothing wrong with that, preacher. I know it. But I noticed one thing.
That family never had one friend.
My granddaddy was a drunkard.
He said, don't never mention that family's name in my face. See, back 40 years ago, if a man didn't work, you weren't allowed to mention his name in a decent family. Even a drunkard's family. Even the drunkard hated a guy who wouldn't work. He hated a guy like Brother Wood does. You know what I mean? Sucker won't work. Amen. He got lies on him. Amen. I said, won't work. Amen. Boy, I was amazed. I was looking at those old men out last night. Them old men, they poured that concrete all their life. And they poured that concrete, built the house, and poured it through my... You could see just muscle on those men's arms. And I noticed them, boy, this flat. You know what it was? Daddy made sure they didn't have to work. But I guarantee you, the old man, his daddy told him, you had to work. That's why he's a decent man and a good man. And he heard the gospel, he got saved. When he got into church, he worked something. Say amen. Yeah. Amen. I said, a bird has no place to live. So he wanders away and dies all alone. And when you see a person who wandered and wandered away, they die all alone. They're always a lonely person. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes them. But you barely is. You missed God. You messed up on God. Amen? I will hang on tonight. Bird that wanders from her nest has no place to leave her young. I want you to look in your Bible just a minute in Psalms chapter 84. Chapter 84 of the book of Psalms, please, in verse 3. It said, yea, the sparrow has found a house, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart in the ways of thee. He said here the sparrow, the little swallow, and the little bitty bird. Today they come through the crack in the house of God, get down there around that altar, and put their young on the altar. But where the bird got more sense than people. That bird don't get up in the morning, so I believe I'll go to Greece. I believe I'll move over to China. He's not a wonder. He's a native bird. You know what we need to be tonight? We need to be a native. Amen. Not a drifter, not a wonder. Amen. The wonder always dies alone. But a bird has no place for her young. I was looking there in that Psalms 84. I was wondering, you know, I missed something in Psalms 84 here tonight. I missed something in Psalms 84. Probably some other chapter in the Bible. But I missed something in Psalm 84. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth for a living God. I looked at that thing and I said to myself, Lord, have mercy. Here's this man here who'd wandered. He said, my soul longeth, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. He said, I'm trying to find God's house. I don't want to be a wanderer. Then he said, my heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Isn't it strange how one person's decision can change the life of so many people? People don't want you to make that decision. You know, when my mother was saved, got right with God, and joined the church, none of her family, about 27 families, none of them were saved. But Mama got saved. And so she got saved and she began to teach us children in the home about the Bible and about God and take us to church and what have you. And as we grew up, Mama was different. But she took her girls and
every Sunday she'd take him to the house of God.
I remember.
I thinking tonight when I buried her. I got to thinking, you know, her daughters have lived for God, and then there's some preacher boys, and Danny Farley and Brother Chris Moore and them boys. They came in and married them girls, and
how all these preachers came.
You said that just happened. It didn't happen to none of her sisters. It didn't happen to none of her brothers. It didn't happen to none of her uncles.
I mean, that old woman made a decision that changed a whole life of not only my family, but Lyle's family. Not only Lyle's family, but Mary's family. And not only Mary's family, but God's.
And now, that decision she made didn't only change my life, it changed Marcia's. Jackie said, hey, maybe change her life. And so,
I said, I wonder.
My dad said he was raised in a wagon and lived in a wagon. He said he was about 11 years old. And he said he sat in Wichita Falls and all the grown men were drunk. And he said, if I ever get to be a man, I'm not going to wander around the United States. And he said, when I got to Cottage Grove, I bought that house. He wouldn't sell it. And I tell him, when he got old, I said, Papa, sell that old place and you can move in one of these condominiums and live. And you have the money, he said. I ain't selling that house, bro. He said, I told God when I was a little boy, if he'd let me be a man, I'd buy a house and quit wandering around. He said, one old house brought us kids up in there. But that dog got there to protect you. He said, birds have no place for their young. And then the birds have no place to hide from the storm. About that wandering bird. Look at this wandering bird here in the Song of Solomon, in chapter 2 and verse 11. In verse 11, he said, the winter's past. The rain is over. It's gone. The flowers appear in the earth in the time of singing. Of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in the land. The tree, the fig tree, putteth forth her green figs. The vine with the tender grapes giveth a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, my dove, listen to this, please. Thou art in the clefts of the rock. See this bird? This bird had a place to live. This bird had a place to hide. Are you listening? Look at it. Verse 14. Oh, my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret place of the stair. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes. They spoil the vine. I'm going to tell you, them little foxes eat the birds also. But not a bird that lives in a rock. You can't fall under that rock and get that bird. Them birds and doves live in the rock. Thank God for the man who builds his house on the rock.
He said those fig trees are green. I was reading over and said in about those trees. You never saw, you don't see a low kind of bird hardly ever sitting in an old dead tree.
Bird likes a green tree. It's got leaves on it. The hawks can't see them sitting and hide.
See, a green tree is a place to hide.
You'll get this after a while.
And a church is alive and planted by the river. It'll hide you and protect you
if you raise your young. There's no place for the young. Look at the third thing that they said. They have no place to hide from the storm. This turtle dove, he has a place. He got a rock. Let the storm come. Let the storm come. Let it rage. He said, the storms are coming, brother. Look, yep, this bird's not worrying about no storm. And then the bird has no place to rest. He's a wonder. My wife and I was in San Diego, California here a few years back. And you know, we read here tonight about that swallow. And they said, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the swallows will be back. I said, where'd they be? They said, they went to Spain. They went to Capistrano. They said, they'll be back tomorrow. How long have they been gone? They've been gone a year. What happened to 11 o'clock? They said,
I've pastored a bunch of birds. And they're not that strict of unity. Amen. One of them said, I ain't going. I'm going to stay here. Hey, none of them stays there. When they leave, they all leave. When they come, they all come. You can set your watch by them like a cat. They're not wandering birds. They just know where it's winning. Going to the valley Monday, get the victory a couple nights, Monday and Tuesday. And I saw so many Yankees coming down to Texas, going across there, and hired to draw off them old trailers. Man, you never saw so many people in your life. They're moving in there. I mean, it looks like an exodus from Egypt. But one house right behind the other. And they said, well, we don't like Texas. Did you ever hear of anybody retiring, moving up north? People don't move up north. People retire, move down south. Sure. Why they move down south, Brother Wood? Because it's warm, man. They don't have no place to rest. But the Bible teaches us here, as a bird that wanders from an end, so is a man that wanders from his place. A man who wanders from his place, he don't have no place to rest. He's never resting his soul. Therefore, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. God gives his people. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. You know, the characteristic of an unsaved person is that there's a restlessness in their soul. I used to just hear, Larry, I'd hear a freight train whistle blow. You used to have a big old steam drainer. I'd hear that whistle blow. I'd grab that sucker. I didn't know where he was going. I had 20 cents in my pocket, and I'd ride that freight train for 1,000 miles. What was the matter? Something inside was empty. And I was a wonder. Man, I got saved. I got saved. And I got tired of bucking the wind. Paul Pilgrim, if you remember the church, Paul told me, he said, one night he was coming from up in the north. I said, I kept hearing something. On that big plane. He was one of those navigators calling. I don't see what he was on that plane. Anyway, he had something in that air. I did air to feel. Flight engineer. And when that plane landed, he said, man, we was thousands and thousands of feet up in air. I guess you saw this, Brother Dean. He said, when we was flying up there in that Gulf Stream, he said, them big geese had got in those ducks and those streams up there. And he said they just filled their motors up and everything up. They nearly shut that plane down. So we lit in the Air Force base. We taxied in there. So they cleaned that plane up. He said, what the best? He said, man, there's something in it. I always wondered how them birds got out of there. Man, you're out here all the way. Trust these rest areas, you get killed. And so they don't have any. You know what they do? They just get up there, put their wings up like this here, hit it about 3 times, and say, ooh, you're okay. How'd you get there? They can sleep, man. It ain't going to blow them out of the gust, friend. They can go to sleep halfway here. Huh? What are you talking about? You think a goose is stupid? You ought to know some folks I know. Amen? Bird got a rest, man. So he's up there, and he ain't just flapping his wings, saying, I got to help God. Here he comes. You hear him go, honk, honk. He said, Texas, here I come. Get out of the way. And you think he's a Mexican in Monterey. Amen. Wow, I'm playing your horns all night long. I said, boy, thank God for red lights. Bird has no place to rest. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. Listen, a bird has no protection from the hunter. If he don't have a nest somewhere, if he don't have a place where he's protected,
This, people nowadays build places in their home for birds. And it's my wife, my senior Philip, I don't know what kind of bird they are. But anyway, Sam, David, he fixed him one. Cut him a little hole about that big bluebird. And they said that, you know, nobody, no bluebirds come around nowhere. You don't ever see them. We saw some out, my wife and I did in Montana. Bluebird about that big, just as blue can be. Beautiful thing. And Sam said, man, you need to cut that hole bigger where you get a bunch of them birds in there. Sam, he cut the hole big and the birds moved. You see, them birds don't like them other birds peeping in. See, they got a little bitty hole. And ain't no big bird going to come on and jump on. You see, God made a little bird like that small. One time my wife and I, we walked outside and she said, yeah, this is that. And we had a bucket. We had a little bucket out there. A little bucket. We brought it all the way from Paris where it carries a milk bucket. And we had that thing hanging up there, and then birds that took that mud and fixed that mud somewhere else and fixed it all in a little bitty hole in there. A rat couldn't get in there, big bird couldn't get in there, dog couldn't get in there, nothing couldn't get in there. You know what? God built him. It's a place of protection from the hunter. God gave that bird sense enough to build it. He gave me and you sense enough to do that. Amen. We thought we'd be enough to take care of ourselves. But you know in Psalms 104. Look in your Bible, please, here just a minute. In Psalms 104, God began to deal with my heart about this thing. Look in verse 16. Look in verse 16. Psalms 104 and verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stark, the fir trees, her house, every one of these trees are evergreen. These trees, these birds, they like them evergreen trees. They're always green and full of sap. He didn't say they were saps. He said they were full of sap. Amen. They a sap. He wanders off. Look at it, please. Where the birds make their nests. Them big cedars, they were so tall. Them fir trees were so big. It said the high hills are refuge for the wild goats and the rocks for the corners. He had appointed the moon for the season. The sun knoweth his going down. What we're talking about here, the bird has no place for protection from the hunter. Unless he lives in the tree of God that wander around. They ain't going to go out here, find no mocking bird, going to Michigan. He's telling me, ain't going. You're going to stay down in Texas and whistle the same. Raise their young. Are you listening? You know, I read that verse of scripture there in Proverbs about the snare of the fowl. And you know, I never did stop. I don't know why. I just you already knew. I never knew what a fowler was. That's a sportsman killing a bird. Who's going to hide the bird from the sportsman? From the fowler. That's somebody that kills a fowl. But how are they taken care of? I don't care if it's man. I don't care if it's a cat. I don't care if it's a fox. I don't care if it's a coon. God give him two wings. Fly away when the danger comes. Did you ever see a mockingbird attack a cat? You do it in a minute. He's scared of a cat. That cat messing with that mockingbird's nest, that mockingbird will come down this window and watch. Will he attack him, Miss Wood? Me and you have sat and watched him. Just screaming and hollering. Now, a cat can whoop a bird. But a bird with a little beak about that big can knock his eyeball out, too. Amen? You know, I saw a hummingbird. And I sat and I was watching a hummingbird the other morning. Now, it got real cold. It's gone. That morning, what it was, it was awesome. I'm glad you know when it's awesome. That's when it comes. They come down outside the fire. They done hit them. Like I'm telling you, every bird knows where its home is. And when a cold spell blows in, The little hummingbird ain't got no sense at all. He ain't that big, and he's got a bill that long. And can you imagine getting stuck with that? I mean, that mess could stick that machete in you. You're in trouble. You understand that? I mean, he's a mess. He's got him a machete driving in there with another. That rough though. And all he's looking for
is just a little
stuff. Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Boy, I like that. I like that. I like that. The bird has no place of protection. And if he wanders from where he's supposed to be, he'll die. When the cold spell comes, he'll stop. He knows where his place is. But a man can begin to get cold on God, get indifferent on God, instead of going south. He goes north where it's cold. Bird has a place. Let me give you the last thing, please. A bird has no place to fulfill the purpose of God in his life. He can wander from his place. And if a man wanders his place, he'll have no place to fulfill God's purpose in his life. Nobody knows what God wants. Brother Dan and I talked about this today. Nobody knows what God wants to do with him. You think you do, you don't. You say, I know exactly what God wants me to do. He called me to preach and ask you. You haven't got any earthly idea of God. That's in my mind. That's what's in my heart. I'm not looking for anything else. I know what God wants me to do, and I'm just doing that. But nobody knows what God's got on his mind tomorrow. I've heard men say, I know the perfect will of God for my life. 3 days later, the Holy Ghost of God is saved. Over here. Then, you have trouble. But you got that cement set. Mind set. God can't deal with you. You say, well, I can't go. I mean, why look at my children? The pastor said me today, look at my grandchildren. I said, man, God called you before you had them. He called you when you were nothing but a young man. And if God hadn't saved you, you wouldn't have no grandchildren. No, no, you'd be in jail. Bird has no place to belong. He becomes a wonder. You know, not many birds purpose in their heart to move to a place where God ain't. That bird knows he can't make it without God. The ox knows his master. The ass is master's crib. But my people does not consider. They don't consider. The animal knows that God's got the people. Are you listening? God said, every one of them moves fire. He fell to the ground. God saw it. In other words, God's eye is upon the sparrow. I wonder why it didn't write in there. God's eye is upon the beautiful dove. I wonder why it didn't write in there. God's eye is upon this great tropical bird. It is so beautiful. Because all men are looking out after them. Man will capture them and put them in cages and put them in his home and feed them and take care of them. But ain't nobody going to take care of that sparrow. But God himself. And God will take care. Don't take care. Lord, when I saw God do this, I know God will take care. Wonderful. Pray to ever pray. Many birds become extinct. You know, one of the first birds that I knew about, I'm totally extinct, is the dodo bird. But he's a dodo. He makes his nest in the ground. I'll tell you something, in South America, that's pretty awesome. Nobody sees me. Nobody can see me. They're just wild, man. You ever see a drumstick off one? I took a drumstick off and put it on the fire and cooked it.
I think it's a bird. What about that big orang? Did you see? You just out of here. Get it up.
You talking about a drumstick, man. Man, see you coming out of the jungle with that? You think you're that easy?
You know the reason? You know what's wrong with an ox? He's always hunting. I mean, he said when them big riders, they ain't got a chance. And then the next thing you see, boy, he just walks in, that's just a good looking. He walks in like this. Always want to rope one. I chased them with a horse, but I ain't never had a horse catch one in something. And you know, they don't look like they're traveling. They don't look like they're running. And he says he's a bird. He don't look like a bird. He don't fly. And the old dumb Tom, he sits on the nest and raises a baby like men in America.
Hey,
dumb
sucker.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the honest truth. Jack Father was with me. We run one off of the nest. He's sitting on the nest. And I told him, a Mexican boy, wouldn't I say, take him as a bird that wandered from his nest while his wife was off working. Hallelujah! Glory be to God! A bird has no place. If he wanders from his nest, he'll raise no young. He'll produce nothing that will glorify God. He'll produce nothing in his likeness.
What's wrong with the church today? They're not producing nothing in the likeness of Christ.
What is the bird supposed to do, Brother Wood? Supposed to sing. Supposed to sing. The bird's supposed to eat all the seeds and scatter the seeds all over the earth. You know, a bird's one of those. He's a seed scatter. You're a Christian. But now you're supposed to sing. You're supposed to sing for the glory of God. That looks at everything that has breath. Everything that has breath ought to spread the seed. Ought to spread the seed. I went to a funeral here a while back. And I sit in that funeral and I said to myself, this is exactly like it ought to be in an unsaved person's funeral. I looked at the girl sitting here and it's all fine. I looked at the boys and they were all stuck. I looked at all the grandchildren and I said, they're all good. I watched the way those people lived. I said, that's all. They came with me after service and talked to me and thanked me. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. I know tragedy strikes on everybody. We just got to pray for it. I was listening to a tape like that, me and Brother Victor Alvarez. Don't you hear this song? He said, I was there with a saint. He sang a song. I never heard the song before. What a beautiful song about a wonder coming home. And here come a boy, 30 years old, down the aisle. And it's all, and everybody in this church is shouting, praising God, and running out. Before that, I never got saved. Victor told me the story. I was listening to music, listening to a woman shout. This 30-year-old boy said, Mama,
gave up on him. He said, Daddy gave up on him.
He said, the whole church, pastor and all, they gave up on him. Every year, Grandma,
in Monroe, Michigan, Monroe, North Carolina, Grandma prayed for me.
He said, I'm coming home tonight. It's an answer to the Grandma's prayer.
Everybody else doesn't give up.
They're still wandering around, criticizing God, because they're born and live for the Lord. While they're down there criticizing, one dog is in the north of the south. That boy come down there, she was clapping her hands and shouting. I imagine when he went to the cell phone call, the front door. Well, you're born in the thing! Well, I wonder how long it's going to last. You're wondering and have no faith.
Wonder, nothing is a blessing to a wonder. Wonder from his name. Wonder from his place.
Wonder from his place of possession.
Got it. Don't be no wonder. Don't be no gift to God. I mean, that's Christ.
So we pray just a moment. That verse of scripture says, as a bird that wandereth from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. God has got a place for you, a certain place, a preordained place. It's a place of blessing. A place of blessing. Where you get all your blessings. You name them one by one. Father, we commit the service unto thee. Have your willing way here tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen.